Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hello, faithful listeners. I hope this finds you healthy and well. As I'm sure most of you know, Delaware County reached another high number of cases and has gone back to red status. A month or two ago, we updated our policy about what we would do if Delaware County went back to red. Our previous policy said we would close immediately and have only curbside service available. However, after looking at how other services and businesses were responding, our director, George, and our board decided to keep the library open even when the county went to red. So, the long and short of it is, we are still in business. If you prefer not to come in, however, curbside is still very much available. And of course, the drive-thru window at Orange is another option. So is it just me, or does it seem like everyone wants the holidays to start sooner? It seems that way at the library. We have a large collection of holiday books we keep in storage, since they would not all fit on the shelves. Every year, we take them out and display them at all the branches a little before Thanksgiving, usually. However, we were getting enough requests for them that we decided to put them out early. So visit your local branch to see our extensive holiday book collection. All right, now that we have all the housekeeping items out of the way, let's dive into this week's recommendations.
Hello. My name is Mark Stevens, and I work circulation at the Powell branch. The book I'd like to talk to you about today is entitled The River by Peter Heller. I would say this book would be good for adult readers and perfect for young adult readers, especially high school boys, although there is frequent bad language. This book is a little bit of a change of pace for me because it is overwhelmingly an adventure book. I chose to read this book because I love the author's previous best-selling book, The Dog Stars, which is about a man living only with his dog and one deranged neighbor in a United States emptied by a massive deadly flu epidemic. Because I really enjoyed and would also recommend that book, I reserved The River immediately when it was published. I'm glad I did and would highly recommend it for the right reader. This is a gritty, very engaging survival story of two college best friends, Wynn and Jack, who very much enjoy sailing on challenging rivers. While both are rugged, they both are very decent, mature, and generally admirable in every way. Both also have a love of books. For this particular journey, they have chosen to canoe in the far northern Canadian wilderness. Since they are both very experienced sailing on rapids over great distances, they are not overly worried about being in such a remote area where they will encounter few people. In fact, they relish that environment. From reading this book, you will learn much about living in the woods and manning a canoe. The author has worked as a logger, offshore fisherman, kayak instructor, and river guide, and it shows in the story. Any reader interested in this type of activity will very much enjoy this book. Readers who enjoy a taunt, suspense, murder mystery will also enjoy this book. Two events soon intrude on the idyllic experience the boys were having, and their mood changes from peacefulness to tenseness and desperation. The first event occurs when the boys discover an out-of-control forest fire has started several miles away from them that is heading their way and has the potential to trap them with deadly consequences. The second event is when they hear and see a husband and wife arguing heatedly on shore as they pass by. Later, they decide to double back to warn the pair about the encroaching fire. And let's just say, the plot's intensity increases greatly for the rest of the book. I'm going to go out on a limb here and recommend that you, a book lover, might want to choose this book, not just for yourself, but also for men who like to read, but seem to have a hard time finding the right book. This book stereotypically is a guy's book, where the characters do a lot of guy things. The book is only 250 pages, and it is a fast read after the first few chapters. The boys are good role models, so if I were a high school English teacher, I would definitely add The River to a list of independent reading choices for my students. Better yet, this book is currently nominated for the 2020 Edgar Award, which is a prestigious award given for outstanding suspense and/or mystery novels, and is also an Amazon Best Book of the Month for March 2019. With you being a fellow book lover, I think there's a high chance you will enjoy this book and be glad you read it. It is available on Libby.
Yikes. This sounds like a very intriguing book, but I don't think it is quite my cup of tea. Thanks for the review, Mark, and I hope somebody loves it just as much as you do. All right, moving on to CJ. CJ said she recently reread New of the World and enjoyed it even more than the first time she read it. Paulette Giles' description of the unique characters and the landscape and situations through which they move are wonderful, colorful, and moving. She will certainly reread this book again in the future and seek out other novels written by this author. Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd is a widowed, retired printer who travels a circuit of small towns in Texas during the turbulent Reconstruction period after the Civil War. In each small town, for a fee, he reads aloud selected stories from newspapers to audiences hungry for news of the greater world. In Wichita Falls, he is cornered into transporting a 10-year-old orphan to her only living relatives near San Antonio for payment of a $50 gold coin. Johanna was orphaned at age 6 when Kiowa raiders brutally killed her parents and her sister. The Kiowa tribe raised her as one of their own until she was ransomed by the U.S. Army. Orphaned again and losing the only family, life, and language that she remembers, she struggles with her grief and her bewilderment at dealing with a world that she does not understand. Together, they journey 400 miles through the beautiful and unforgiving Texas landscape in a second-hand excursion wagon emblazoned in gold letters with Curative Waters, East Mineral Springs, Texas. Johanna and Captain Kidd confront the challenges of their journey with courage, resourcefulness, and eventually the willingness to develop a respectful and trusting relationship with a person from an alien culture. The tale of their journey is dark and heart-rending, as well as hopeful and heartwarming. Paulette Giles shows us a time of political and social upheaval in Texas through the eyes of those navigating the times, set against the constants of the Texas landscape. Wow, I have not heard of this book, but it sounds pretty amazing. Another book to put on my never-ending to-read list. Okay, next we're going to hear reviews from Jenny at Orange. Jenny read A Cosmology of Monsters by Sean Hamill. This coming-of-age literary horror tale by a debut author completely took Jenny by surprise. The story focuses on one family timeline and each family member's strange encounters with monsters. The story is told by Noah Turner, one of the children of the Turner family. The novel jumps time periods to focus on different moments within the Turner family timeline, starting with the sweet romance that develops between the parents, Harry and Margaret, when they are young, through the darkness that befalls the family, including illness, death, and the unsettling string of disappearances of children from their small town. Not to mention a visit from a strange supernatural creature that turns up at Noah's window one night. This book really moved Jenny in a way that a book hasn't in a really long time. She cared very much for all the characters in the Turner family, even when they weren't being their best selves. It was unusual, quirky, beautifully written, and all around a really solid debut. She really appreciated the unique way it explored themes of obsession, legacy, and grief within the context of a horror novel. Janning is eagerly awaiting this author's next book. The next one Jenny recommends is The New One, Painfully True Stories from a Reluctant Dad by Mike Birbiglia, with poems by J. Hope Stein. As a parent of a young child, this book really rang true for Jenny. Stand-up comedian Mike Birbiglia and his wife, poet J. Hope Stein, come together beautifully in this book about the incredibly rocky road of parenting. In 2016, when 40-year-old Birbiglia was both happily married and childless, as he says in the book, "I've lost a lot of great friends to kids." Then Stein tells him that she wanted to abandon their vow to be childless. Desperate to change her mind, he cites his dangerous sleepwalking disorder, high cholesterol, and a teenage bout with cancer. But his wife won him over. The two embark on their pregnancy journey with all its highs and lows, complications and joys, and the result is Una, their beautiful baby girl. However, Mike soon finds the difficulty of connecting with this little person and shares some of the darker moments he experiences as a reluctant dad who feels like an outsider to the bliss and joy of Una and her mom. There are two sides to every parenting journey, and Jenny was happy that this book includes several poems from J. Hope Stein, which detail her intimate thoughts about becoming a new mom, the incredible loneliness accompanied by incomparable joy, and the relationship with her body going through so many changes. This book doesn't shy away from the difficult, dark moments, but celebrates the small victories that Mike and his wife discover as they watch Una grow. Jenny has so much love for this book. She likes that it doesn't shy away from the darker thoughts and difficulties, and the authors aren't afraid to expose their hearts. She doesn't think this book is just for parents either. It is for anyone navigating incredible changes. At its core, it's about growing up and all the pain and joy that comes along with that. Jenny highly recommends it. All right, thank you, Jenny. On to what I am personally reading and looking forward to. What I'm reading. So right now, I'm kind of into cookbooks at the moment. The I Quit Sugar cookbook is deceiving. It does have sugar in it as an option. But I actually like it because the author, Sarah Wilson, is all about using everything and not wasting anything. It reminds me of how my grandma did her cooking. My grandma would always say, "You can throw away more in a teaspoon than your husband can bring in with a scoop shovel." Obviously, my grandma grew up on a farm and my grandpa was a farmer. So it's very much that farmer mentality. What I'm listening to is Nathan Coulter by Wendell Berry. Yes, I am still on my Wendell Berry kick. This book was his first in the Portsmouth series. It's good, but so far, Hannah Coulter is definitely my favorite. What I'm looking forward to, besides Sky Beyond the Storm, which I talk about frequently on this podcast, I'm next going to read Gilead by Marilyn Robinson, since her newest book, Jack, just came out. And my understanding is it is the last part of the Gilead series. My brother read Gilead recently and said it is now his favorite book of all time. And to have him change his mind is a big deal. So, there you have it. All right, folks. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, if you have any questions or comments, send an email to whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. I'm your host, Annie Pasma, and I'll see you next time.